This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, at the beginning of your day is the best time to take time out to spend time with God and time in God's Word, the Bible, because the beginning of your day is when you set your mind for the day. It's true, isn't it? You wake up, and the way that you start your day really has a big bearing on how your whole day goes. I love the way God has made life with days and nights and sleeping and waking times, because each new day is a chance to reset your focus and what your life is about and what is meaningful to you, the direction you're heading. It's a really great plan God has for us, isn't it? That there are always turning points in our lives. And maybe today is a turning point for you. As we start this day and spend some time with God, listening to what He has to say to us in the Bible, I want to go to one of the famous passages of the Bible. You've probably heard it read at weddings you've been to, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, what we call the chapter on love. And we think about it in romantic relationships and what real love would look like. And actually, this chapter is in the middle of a section when Paul is writing to the Corinthian church about what will make the church really function in a great way. And he talks about love. This is the key. And just listen to what he says about love. He says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It doesn't rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away too. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So, now faith, hope, and love remain, these three. But the greatest of these is love." Well, there's no mistaking the theme of this chapter, is there? The centrality, the importance, the undeniability of love and its force in this world. It doesn't matter if you have enormous intellectual powers, Paul says. It doesn't matter if you speak in tongues and have all sorts of spiritual experiences. It doesn't matter if you're self-sacrificing and give up your body to be burned rather than deny your faith. If you don't have love, you're nothing. And love is not a focus on yourself, it's a focus on others for their good and what God wants to do in their lives. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.